This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea says the U.S. allowing South Korea to build more powerful missiles is an example of the U.S.'s hostile policy against the North and could lead to instability. It's North Korea's first response to the summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korea's leader. At that summit, the U.S. ended decades-long restrictions that capped South Korea's missile development. The accusation that U.S. policy is hostile to North Korea matters because it said it will not return to talks as long as U.S. hostility persists. But the latest statement was still attributed to a commentator, not a government body, suggesting North Korea may still want to leave room for potential diplomacy. U.S. President Joe Biden marked his first Memorial Day weekend as Commander-in-Chief by honoring the nation's sacrifices in a deeply personal manner. He paid tribute Sunday to those lost while remembering his late son, Beau, a veteran who died 6 years ago to the day. As a cold rain fell, Biden made his annual appearance at the commemoration in Newcastle, Delaware, not far from his home. On Monday, he plans to do the same at Arlington National Cemetery on the official observance. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Sunday to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic